Kim Jong-un may be getting FaceTime with Donald Trump and South Korea, but it looks like China beat them to the punch. The mystery train that pulled into Beijing this week carried none other than the supreme leader of North Korea. And Beijing revealed Wednesday he'd sat for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. A senior official from South Korea called the visit a positive sign ahead of Kim's upcoming meetings with Trump in Seoul. The White House said China had briefed Trump on the visit, and their statement seemed to take some credit for Kim's banquet in Beijing, saying that the U.S. maximum pressure campaign is working to create conditions for talks.
In the battle for market share, Chinese smartphone maker Huawei is going on the offensive in Europe, where it has made strides against rivals Samsung and Apple. The world's number three smartphone maker launching a new flagship phone in Paris on Tuesday, its pitch being a powerful triple camera and sensors that offer top-notch image definition at a cheaper price than the competition. A fresh attempt by Huawei to stand out in the increasingly look-alike smartphone market.
It's chillaxed at Spotify HQ, but the heat could be on when it IPOs next week, and investors may be in a sweat already over its latest figures for revenue growth targets. They're down for 2018 to a range between 20 and 30%, or an overall target of around 5 billion euros. And the IPO timing, too, for a firm valued at around $20 billion, may cause a few nerves after the recent sell-off in Facebook and other tech stocks. Equally, that could work in its favor.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday. It's March the 28th and 5:11 in the morning. We're glad you're here again for another edition of The Opening Bell and another business day getting underway. A good broadcast for you in store today. In just a few seconds, we're going to bring in our first guest from Loyola University Chicago, the SVP for advancement there. We're going to be talking about the Final Four, March Madness, and Loyola, how Loyola plans to capitalize on all of it. And a little bit later in the broadcast, Brooke Webster will be here, the general manager at City Winery at the Riverwalk. Spring is here, and summer season is coming, one of Chicago's best-known hangouts, getting ready to swing back into full gear for the summer season. That'll be in our second segment this morning. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, we'll begin in Europe. Markets are all lower there. The FTSE's off almost three quarters. The DAX is down more than a half a percent and a half. And the CAC is not far behind in France, down more than a percent this morning, nearly 58 points. In Asia, markets are generally lower, with the Nikkei off more than 286 points. A percent and a half. The Hang Seng is off 2.5%, down 768 points. In this country, the Dow futures are off 48 points. NASDAQ futures are down 40. S&P futures are down about 5 points. Yesterday on the markets, the Dow lost about 344 points to end the day down 1.5%. One of the big losers, some of the big losers yesterday, the tech sector, a big sell-off on Wall Street. And it's not just about Facebook anymore. All of the FANG stocks saw their stock fall yesterday. Shares in Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, all lower by more than 5%. Amazon off just about 4%. Facebook down another 5%. The market capital loss at Facebook over the last week or so is considerable. We learned yesterday that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will likely testify before Congress. The sources reporting to CNN yesterday said that Zuckerberg has come to terms with the fact that he has to testify to Congress in a matter of weeks. Facebook representative says the company has received invitations to appear before Congress and is talking to legislators, but representatives won't confirm Zuckerberg's attendance to the Associated Press. New Zealand's privacy commissioner is the latest to join in investigating Facebook, saying Facebook broke the law by not releasing information to a man who wanted to know what others were saying about him on the social network. The UK has already began investigating, held one of the first hearings yesterday before the privacy commission there yesterday. Uber has decided to stop testing autonomous vehicles on California roads by letting its state permit expire. The renewing was to have happened on Saturday, but Uber did not do that. The governor of Arizona on Monday, you'll remember, suspended Uber's self-driving vehicle testing privileges because of that fatal crash in Tempe, Arizona. And another story, we're watching Tesla, another probe of Tesla, this one in California. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a fatal crash and vehicle fire involving a Tesla Model X near Mountain View last week. That sparked a big sell-off in Tesla stock yesterday. We begin front and center this morning with Loyola University Chicago. Lots of excitement in the city as they're in the Final Four. Damon Cates is the Senior Vice President for Advancement at Loyola University Chicago is with us this morning. Damon, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me on the program.
And congratulations to you and everybody there at Loyola. What an exciting time.
It is an exciting and amazing time to be a part of Loyola right now. I mean, the campuses are just alive with spirit and the support that we've gotten from the city, from having Loyola's name on buildings downtown to the city hall has asked for flags to be able to display there. I mean, there's just so much support around the city and around the country.
Then you add in the Sister Jean effect and it's all around the world, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Damon, let's talk about how Loyola plans to capitalize on this. I know we have to get through the Final Four to the championship, but give us a sense of how, what this would mean, even just if it stopped here for Loyola.
Well, just as part of the lead up, since March 1st, as an example, we've had 29 licensees who have requested a contract with us. And 27 of those have been since March 25th. So, and we've added more than 25 new retail locations just this past Saturday and Sunday alone for merchandise. So we're definitely seeing an interest in, you know, our merchandise and the support that people are wanting to be a part of for March Madness with us. But, you know, as we get through the tournament and just as the build up to it, too, we've had so many alumni. We've had a very connected alumni group. We've had a very supportive alumni group. But now they're really coming out of the woodwork, too, they're raising their hand, saying, what can we do to support Loyola? And we just see that there's going to be a tail and a wave to this way past the tournament.
Hang on with us, Damon. We're going to take a quick break. We need to check traffic, but when we come back, I want to talk more about that and how this might look in the future as well. Damon Cates is with us this morning, the Senior Vice President for Advancement at Loyola University Chicago. As the Ramblers are in the Final Four, we'll continue our conversation.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. As consumers, we're just a little less confident. The Conference Board says its latest consumer confidence index is down slightly from last month, but it's still high. February's reading was the highest in nearly 18 years. SUVs are once again at the top of the auto market, with the New York International Auto Show opening this week. SUVs and sports wagons are expected to be all over the show floor. Well, we all know weddings can be expensive, even if you're just a guest. Bankrate Now says when you add in pre-wedding parties, a typical guest at a wedding in the Northeast will spend nearly $400. It only goes up from there. Members of the wedding party typically spend well over $700. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. We're on this morning with Damon Cates. He's the Senior Vice President for Advancement at Loyola University Chicago. Damon, this just happens to all be happening at an interesting time for Loyola. High school students have been on campus deciding whether they're going to come there or not.
That's exactly right. In fact, we have one of our biggest preview weekends for those who have applied and are still considering whether they're going to make their choice coming up in early April. And we've seen an increase in the students that want to participate in that weekend.
During any regular other time when the basketball team or any sports team is not necessarily in a championship mode, you and your colleagues have to continue marketing the university and doing the work. How does that work go when you don't have a team to reckon with?
Yeah, when you don't have the national recognition, I mean, it's a much harder lift in the local market and in the national scene. But to have Loyola regularly in the news cycle and then seeing us in the championship definitely makes our job a lot easier.
You mentioned earlier that you've already had interest from alumni to donate. I'm guessing that's where the big money is, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. You know, we definitely have a supportive alumni group, and they have been engaged with us in the past and have, you know, supported us philanthropically. But now when they see this winning team, our hope is not that this is a one-time thing, of course, but that we'll be regularly here. And so we need additional support from our alumni and friends to help us maintain this momentum. We're planning to build a new practice facility. We have a lead gift for it, but we need to raise additional funds for the building and, of course, all the programs that will go on inside it to support our students and our scholar athletes.
The idea that a school can capitalize off athletic success actually has a name. I didn't know this until I read this recently. It's called the Flutie effect. Explain that.
Well, from our perspective, it's this sort of tailwind that ends up happening that once you get into the tournament, that there's a lot of recognition. People just sort of recognize the name, may not have heard of you before, but are interested. Our website traffic is up nearly 400% over what it was this time last year. And with some of the data that we have, we realized that 60% of new visit, 60% of that number is new visitors to the website. So there are people who are hearing our name and are excited about what we have to offer, looking at the website. And now we also are seeing an increase in applications with this increase in our profile as well.
When the spotlight is on like this, do you get the opportunity to, during some of these games, have special advertisements for Loyola? I know I've seen a couple of them outside of basketball. Generally, I always see advertisements. But what does that opportunity afford a school like Loyola when they're in the Final Four?
Yeah, well, we definitely are able to have commercial spots and you know, get our name out during the tournament. And then, of course, all around the facilities and in the hotels at the tournament, too, we see that. But as I mentioned earlier, just having our name on buildings in downtown Chicago provides us a lot of advertising opportunity. And we have a partnership with an advertising agency in Chicago that's been really generous with having digital billboards around town, too. And as we've progressed from the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight and now to the Final Four, have helped us share that success with Chicago.
There was a conversation here on WGN earlier this week about how Loyola fans are very welcoming, and the university is very welcoming to those of us who are jumping on the bandwagon. Sometimes that doesn't happen in situations, but that speaks a lot about the university, that you accept all of us onto the bandwagon.
And the more the merrier. We're having a watch party on our campus and our arena for those who can't make the tournament, and we expect many, many community members and people from the neighborhood and all over Chicago to join us at that, and anyone's welcome.
And then back to Sister Jean as well. Is she getting a promotion to head of marketing at the university?
That's possible. It could be, but she is definitely our top marketer. I'm sure you've heard these statistics. It's been on some other news sources, but in the bobblehead market, she's the leader. The company that produces these bobbleheads has never sold as many, and we've sold at least one in every state in the country. So,
yeah,
and a lot of recognition.
The cool thing about that too is the way I understand it, these are not going to be available immediately. The people who are ordering them won't get them till June.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They're back ordered.
Yeah, so long after the Final Four March Madness is over. Damon, right. Very good of you to be with us this morning. Again, congratulations and best of luck to everybody there at Loyola.
Thank you very much for having me on the program, and go Ramblers.
Damon Cates is the Senior Vice President for Advancement at Loyola University, Chicago. Go Ramblers indeed.
Hi, this is Jim Dahlke with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoInno.com. At a product event in Chicago Tuesday, Apple unveiled an updated version to its most popular iPad, with improvements designed for education. The new 9.7-inch iPad comes with functionality for an Apple Pencil and provides users with the ability to be more creative and productive in the classroom. The new iPad starts at $329, but Apple will sell it to schools at a discounted rate for $299. Chicago-based Boeing announced it is invested in Australia-based Myriota, an Internet of Things startup that aims to revolutionize satellite technology by providing low-cost access to high-value data in remote locations. Myriota is the company's first investment outside the U.S. And Chicago-based parking app ParkWiz announced it's been named the official parking app of the Boston Red Sox. Fans attending games at Fenway will be able to reserve and pay for parking through the ParkWiz app or on Fenway Park's website. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoInno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. City of Chicago recently announced that six vendors will be on the Chicago Riverwalk for at least the next 10 years. Chicago City Council approved longer contract terms earlier in the month. One of those just happens to be City Winery at the Riverwalk. Brooke Webster is general manager there, and she's with us this morning here on The Opening Bell. Brooke, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a pretty exciting development. You've got a real anchor down there at City Walk, don't you?
Yeah, it was very exciting for us to go from having to 1 to 2 year agreements to in our fourth year being able to have 10 years where we can really, invest in the space and being down there and being a vibrant part of the landscape of the Chicago Riverwalk.
For our listeners who may not have been down there yet, explain where this is at and what you have set up there.
So, City Winery, this is its second location, our second location in Chicago. We are between State and Dearborn, right on the river. Entrance at Dearborn and Upper Wacker is the best way to get there. We have a location in the West Loop where we make our own wine and we have a concert venue, but our location on the Riverwalk, you can enjoy that wine we make right here in Chicago, along with sitting outside al fresco, or this time of the year we have river domes, which are private dining experiences. You can fit 8 to 12 people in there in a heated bubble, as people call them, with couches and games and our very own wine, your own speaker, and a way to enjoy either a celebration of a birthday or a business lunch. And you can see all the architecture of the Chicago River while braving the elements.
Yeah.
And then in the summer, we have music Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays, live music, along with al fresco dining from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
To say this is a hot spot during the summer is an understatement, isn't it?
Yes, you might experience a couple-hour wait for a table on certain Friday, Saturday afternoons. But we do have a walk-up. We have a walk-up bar that you can also just grab a drink and grab a bite and just sit right by the water and see the boats come in. It is the only spot where boats can dock right there on the Riverwalk.
I was reading recently that this location rivals, if not beats, your other location in terms of business. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, in terms of beverage sales, we beat the other location, which is an extremely big deal. It's the amount of people that just come through the Riverwalk. I mean, for me, growing up in Chicago, when I was a kid and my dad worked right in the Loop, he would say, well, you know, this river has so much history for Chicago. These bridges have so much history, but we can't go down there. And to be able to walk along the Riverwalk now in this day and age and enjoy the river that has so much history for Chicago, but also to be able to sit right by the water in the middle of an urban center is pretty amazing and a testament to our city.
Yeah, this is a wonderful idea. I know that the mayor is very happy with it in City Hall because, sometimes there are more people down there than are at the beaches sometime, at least some of the big beaches. Give us a sense of what the atmosphere is like there and whether or not we're going to see more things come out of that Riverwalk, at least from your standpoint.
Yeah, I think the more the merrier. I think the Riverwalk's just going to get longer, and we even have some new vendors coming this year in the new agreements. Farther down, closer to the locks. You can rent an electric boat right near us from Chicago Electric Boats, and just do a 5-mile jaunt up and down the river. You can get on an urban kayak. You can go on an architectural tour along the Riverwalk, and then get out and walk. And see all the different vendors and the different things that the city has provided. D-Case has done a lot of art programs down by the Riverwalk. So it is a really unique experience that I think that both where Chicagoans come together that from all neighborhoods, but also, you know, it's an after work spot. It's a spot for tourists to see what Chicago has to offer. So it's really one of the most unique experiences you can have in Chicago, I believe. And I still think there's a lot of people that haven't even had a chance to experience it that don't know it's there. So we look forward to having to welcoming more and more people. And we're one of the only venues that's open this time of year. So, you know, you can come down and have a different kind of experience this time of year without the crowds. And then come down and see just the massive amounts of Chicagoans that are walking up and down the Riverwalk.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. I know I was drawn down there by those domes that you were talking about. They look like little geodesic domes sitting on the river, and that kind of drew my attention down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun. We only have the river domes from now until May 6th this time of the season, and then we have them again from September through the holiday season. And it's a way to enjoy it. You feel like you're outside, but you're in a small see-through pod with a living room kind of atmosphere. Wayfair Professional provided all the furniture for us. So you're sitting in a living room, and you have your own Bluetooth speaker, and there's games in there, and, you know, we serve wine in our full menu. And it just gets to be either it can be a date for two or a birthday celebration. We have had 19 successful wedding proposals in the River Domes thus far, one divorce party. So any kind of celebration really works down there. And you know, it's only our second year doing these River Domes, and we've learned a lot. We've added two more. So Chicago seems to really be enjoying them.
Have you set the catalog for who's going to be performing there? Any highlights that you can talk about today?
The only thing I can announce today, which is just pretty exciting, is one of our first big musical acts that we're going to have down there as a free concert is She's Crafty, which they're Chicago's leading. They're the only women, all-female Beastie Boys cover band. And this year is the 25th year anniversary of the album Hella Nasty. And so they're going to do a free concert there, 6 p.m. on May 17th, right on the Riverwalk.
Oh, that'll be nice. Brooke, talk to us about the popularity of wine and how you guys do it there. I know we talk a lot about craft beer and spirits, but people really still do like their wine, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can... So we did some infographics this year for the mayor's office, and last season, if you took a glass of rosé and lined them up from our location on the Riverwalk to Wrigley Field, that's how much rosé that we sold last year. There is a huge demand for wine now, particularly among millennials, and we're the only urban winery in Chicago, so we're pretty proud to not have that footprint of a lot of long delivery times and bottling. We serve all of our wine in kegs. So you can get our wine on draft, both at our West Loop location and at the Riverwalk. We find that rosé is our biggest seller, but as the weather changes this time of year, reds go really great, and then our whites just fly in the summer. But this is it's our highest seller there, and it is amazing to be able to share this wine with the city of Chicago. We also have a retail license there, so you can get our wines to go. If you're visiting and you enjoyed one of our wines, you can grab a bottle to go as well. And so we're pretty proud to be able to provide that to Chicago also and not having using a lot of bottles. Our beer also is local craft breweries. Both of beers that we use are from the south side of Chicago, so Moody Tongue Brewing and Five Rabbit Brewing from Bedford Park. So we're just trying to use as many local vendors as possible and make it a really Chicago experience.
Any chance that we could get one of these barrels to take home? That would be nice, I think, for my kitchen.
Yes, you can. As part of our program, you can sign up to come pick your own blend at our West Loop location, and you can make your own personalized barrel that you can sample from at your leisure.
Wow.
So we can set that up at our West Loop location to work with our winemaker and our wine director to come in and taste some things and make your own blend or even make your own label.
Wow. I was half joking, but that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that is one of the services we provide at our main location, along with our Vinophile program, which is a members program where you can have different things like make your own barrel and getting discount tickets to our concerts at the main location. So there's a lot of things. We do wine tours of our winery. I don't think a lot of people know that. You can get a ticket online on our website, and you can come and do a wine tour of the winery, see how we make the wine. You know, we bring in our grapes from Napa and Michigan and Argentina, but when the grapes come in, the whole staff is involved in the winemaking process and the crush. And, you know, that time of year, one time to do it in September, but people can look on our website. We even invite people to, if they want to come help and learn that process.
I love the marketing line that you guys use. Urban wine country is how you describe yourself. That's a pretty cool line.
Yeah, I mean, we are, you know, we're the second city winery location. The first one was in is in New York. And in each of our locations, we have a particular winemaker that makes their own style of wine. Our winemaker ends up happens to be from the Oregon area and that tradition. But we have a location in Nashville and Atlanta. We just opened Boston in November, and we look forward to opening up in D.C. in late April. So if people are vacationing this summer and they're in any of those locations, they can try the expression of urban wines in those cities as well.
Brooke, congratulations on all of the success, and thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you. Hope to see you at the Riverwalk very soon.
Absolutely. Brooke Webster, General Manager at City Winery at the Riverwalk. You can find out more about City Winery online at citywinery.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a lot of negative numbers on the markets today all around the world. Dow futures are down 19 points this morning. NASDAQ futures off about a half a percent, down 31. S&P futures are down about 3 points as well. Oil this morning's at $64.79 a barrel, which is down about 46 cents. Now the latest on agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. We're a day away from those important March reports with the markets closed on Good Friday. We'll be getting those reports tomorrow covering the quarterly grain stocks report, the quarterly pig crop report, and planting intentions report, all due out tomorrow. Yesterday, wheat futures dropped. Rains in the southern plains boosted prospects for the region's drought-hit winter wheat crop, and May wheat settled down 5.25 cents at $4.49 a bushel. Soybeans ended down 6 cents at $10.19.5 a bushel. May corn finished unchanged at $3.74 a bushel after a choppy session. Turning to the livestock trade at the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, we saw the hog futures end mixed on positioning ahead of that USDA report. And the report showed the April hogs down 27 cents a pound at 57.75. Live cattle futures a little bit uneven as they closed ahead of the Thursday trading session. And the March feeders, which will expire on Friday, ended 50 cents a pound at 135.42. That's a look at markets yesterday, and today we'll probably see positioning ahead of the Thursday reports. We get the quarterly pig crop report at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The other reports will come in at 11 a.m. Thursday. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. A couple of other stories before we leave you this morning. Iraq says OPEC will decide by the end of this year whether to extend production cuts and by how long. Addressing an energy conference in Baghdad today, the Iraqi oil minister says OPEC will assess the oil market before making a decision. Some countries are suggesting a six-month extension, while others prefer 3 months. But the minister said that Iraq will not deviate from the overall decision of OPEC. In line with production cuts that began in 2016, OPEC and non-OPEC members have lowered production by 1.8 billion million, that's a million with an M, barrels a day, in a bid to prop up global sales. Another story today from Europe, all new cars in the European Union will have to have a special system that automatically calls the emergency services in case of an accident. The cars will have something called e-call system, which was approved by the 28-nation EU in 2015. There was a three-year transition period that will end this weekend. It shortens the time, the reaction time of emergency services Again, it's called the e-call system. Now, the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Wednesday, March the 28th. We're going to look at mortgage applications today from the Mortgage Bankers Association and a report on gross domestic product out today from the government. We'll also hear about international trade in goods and the pending home sales indexes due out today. The EIA Petroleum Status Report also due. Earnings today from BlackBerry, GameStop, and Deerfield-based Walgreens Boots Alliance, all coming out this morning on the earnings calendar. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Wednesday, March the 28th.